But while the Denarian's mortal set of eyes may still have been blank with shock and surprise, the glowing green set was bright with rage. The thorny Denarian lifted his left hand in a sweeping gesture, made a rippling motion of his fingers, drawing his hand toward his mouth, and he just ate my spell. He ate it, and then that gaunt skeletal face spread in a toothy smile. "That," I muttered, "is incredibly unfair." I lifted my left hand just as the Denarian crouched and vomited out a spinning cloud of black threads that came whirling through the air in dozens of tiny, spiraling arcs. I brought up my shield, but none of the threads actually came down to touch me. They landed all around me instead, in a nearly perfect circle. And an instant later, my shield stuttered and shorted out. I still had the energy for it. I hadn't been cut off. But somehow, the Denarian's weird spell had disrupted the magic as it left my body. I had tried to throw another bolt of force at him and got to feel supremely silly waving my staff around to absolutely zero effect.
"Interruptions," the Denarian said in an odd accent. "Always the interruptions."
His left hand returned to rummaging in his bag while his mortal eyes went back to the now scattered remnants of the spell, evidently dismissing my existence. The green eyes remained focused on me, though, and darkness suddenly gathered around the forefinger of his upraised right hand. Time slowed down. Dark light leapt toward me. Sheer defiance made me step forward, trying to brush past the little spinning columns of shadow that surrounded me, only to find them as solid as steel bars and colder than a Yeti's fridge. I threw my magic against those bars to no avail as a shaft of dark lightning streaked toward my heart. Something happened. I don't know how to describe it. I was trying to slam another bolt of force between the bars of my conjured prison when something else got involved. Ever been carrying something and had someone intentionally, unexpectedly jostle your elbow? It felt something like that. A tiny but critically timed nudge, just as I threw my will into a last futile effort of defiance. Power screamed as it wrenched its way out of my body. It shattered the black thread bars of my prison and left a streak of metallic light on the air behind it for an instant, reflective, like a trail of liquid chrome. It caught the falling Denarian in a massive silvery simulacrum of my own fist. I actually felt my fingers close over the gaunt, skeletal, gray-skinned figure, felt the numerous spurs of bone jutting from its joints press painfully into my flesh. I flung it away from me with a cry, and the huge silver hand flung the Denarian into the nearest wall, ripping through several feet of expensive stone terracing and carefully simulated Pacific Northwest. I stared for a second, first at the stunned Denarian, and then at my own spread fingers, and at the floating silvery hand beyond, mirroring my movements. Then the skeletal Denarian gathered itself and rose, fast as hell, until I shoved the heel of my hand forward and drove his bony ass 6 inches into the wall of rock behind him.
"Oh yeah, baby!"
I heard myself howl, elated.
"Talk to the hand!"
I picked up the thorny fiend by a leg and laughed as it raked and bit and scrabbled at the construct that held him. I could feel the pain of it, but it was a small thing, really, something I might have gotten from a rat. Unpleasant as hell, but I'd felt much, much worse, and it was nothing compared to the agony of the power still burning inside me. I slammed him into the wall again, then swung him 20 feet through the air, shoved him through a pane of unbroken 3-inch thick glass on the outer wall of the Oceanarium, drew him back through, and then rammed him through the next one, and the next one, and the one after that, cutting him to tatters as I did.